area, and this deals with value-based purchasing and focuses especially on cardiac care. In the fee-for-service system, what it would do is to implement a demonstration project where people in the fee-for-service part of our market or part of our programs would have a care coordinator that would be assigned, and then that care coordinator would do the same type of value-based purchasing to provide services to that cardiac care patient as otherwise would be in the first part of the amendment. And we just like this in the Senate bill so that the department understands we still did want this fiscal noted.
And Senator Berglund, how does this relate to medical homes?
Well, it goes beyond it in that it isn't just paying a care coordination fee to somebody to be a medical home. It is providing different services so that we can avoid hospitalization and getting those services paid for through a value-based purchasing mechanism.
Okay, so this is an amendment to the Senate side of the bill. Is there any discussion? And since it's based on work in Duluth, I certainly support it. No discussion? So all those in favor of the 1362A10 amendment to the Senate language, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So that's been adopted to the Senate language, and now we have a counteroffer. And Mr. Walls, if you would run through that. Has that been distributed?
Copies are being made for the rest of staff and for the public.
We have it here.
Number 10.
Yeah, okay. Mr. Walls.
Mr. Chair, members and members of the audience, who will be receiving a spreadsheet shortly, the House is coming forward with an offer, and when you have a copy, you will see that all the changes to the House side should be shaded so that you'll find them more easily. There are shaded portions on the Senate side from their that highlight changes that they made earlier today. And I will start, if you have a spreadsheet, on page 2. The House now includes the Senate's previous position for reducing general fund administrative operations dollars in the Department of Human Services, going from $12 million a year reduction to $17 million a year. On line 91 is a new provision to remove funding for governor's staff, both in Washington, D.C. and at the governor's office here in Minnesota that are funded through the Department of Human Services. That results in a savings of $194,000 a year. On line 103, the transfer from the Health Match Systems account, the House includes the Senate's previous position of a savings of $6.1 million for transferring those dollars into the general fund.
Senator Berglund.
And Mr. Chairman and Mr. Walsh, there's just an error on the Senate side. We didn't eliminate the $6 million. We just went back to our $3 million that we had previously. Reduction.
Mr. Walsh.
Madam Chair, it was my understanding that the original position was $6.1 million. Do I misunderstand?
It was, but in our recent offer, we reduced it to three.
Oh, I'm
something.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. That I believe Mr. Godfrey can correct that when I give him the electronic file, and that will be corrected in the next version. Mr. Chair, moving on to page 4. In the adoption assistance, relative custody assistance funding adjustment, we removed the funding from the TAILS biennium to match up with the Senate position. Mr. Chair, moving along to page 7, the House has included the Senate's position on MFIP caregiver work requirement modification, saving $2 million in the 10-11 biennium. Moving on to page 8, The House has included the Senate's position on FSET revenue enhancement. And on line 469, reduced the increased spending for the food shelf programs from $275,000 additional dollars down to $175,000. Mr. Chair, moving on to page 9, the House has now moved toward the Senate position of modifying nursing facility level of care threshold. This was just a change in an effective date, which brings it in line with the Senate position. On page 10, the House has included the Senate's position for nursing facility return to community initiative, as well as alternative care payment limits for low needs recipients. Moving to page 11, the House includes the Senate position for elderly waiver payment limits for low needs recipients. It would bring us to page 14. The House changes its position on basic care ratable reductions to the House position still excludes any reduction to primary care, but now includes a change in the cut to specialty services from 3% to 5%, and that would be using the same definition of specialty service that the Senate uses in their position. Mr. Chair, then moving down to page 16, CHIPRA bonus requirements. The House eliminates a provision for express lane eligibility under the MA Families and Children Program.
What was the savings there?
Mr. Chair, I'm not sure of the exact savings. Mr. Chair, I'm told the savings is $84.6 million to the general fund. Mr. Chair, moving on to page 20. The House removes the reduction in TEFRA premiums from the provision on coverage for autism spectrum disorders. So just the savings to the MA programs is now included in that position. Moving on to page 21, the House includes the Senate provision on reducing improper billing for emergency ambulance trips. And on page 21, line 1182, the Senate's position on health care provider, the Senate's original position on health care provider payment delay. Madam Chair, moving to page 23 on line 1286, the House now includes a position included in the Governor's and the Senate's bill for modifying MA asset reduction policy. Moving to page 24, there is a placeholder for MINDO limits. The House has language it believes would save about $6 million per biennium. We are still working on that with the agency and hoping for a fiscal note that will better explain the savings at a future meeting. Moving on to page 25, the House removes its spending provision for nursing home moratorium exception costs on line 1417. On page 26, there are several changes. Removal of $100,000 for rural pharmacy planning. Changing the funding source from the general fund to the healthcare access fund for the e-health initiative, the electronic healthcare record loan program, and the state loan repayment program. I believe those positions more closely match the Senate. Mr. Chair, then moving on to page 32, the House moves forward the transfer from the Health Board SGSR Fund to General Fund from fiscal 2012 into the 2010-11 biennium, and that figure for transfer is now $10.9 million. And, Mr. Chair, I believe that that includes all of the changes to the House position from the original bill.
Senator Berglund.
Mr. Chairman, when the House has taken out the proposal they had for Express Lane for the FIPRA funds, did they replace it with anything, or is the House position not to have any proposal for insuring kids in their bill?
Representative Thiessen.
The health care access fund piece is entirely in there intact. It's just the general fund money that came out, which I think is the Senate was in a similar position at one point along the way.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We're planning on adjourning shortly and being back here tomorrow at 9:30. At 9:30, and I would like to tell the guests that are here that there are no reserved seats unless you happen to be an employee of the House or Senate. So the fact that you're leaving a tag on your seat does not guarantee you a seat. We have a row over here that is for staff people. Other than that, I'd just remind you that there are no reserved seats. And with that,
Mr. Chair.
Representative Abler.
Well, I'm just passing this amendment off for people to look over. There was a proposal about having counties review, have an eligibility review team trying to create just a clear, if anybody is in programs that they're not eligible for, that they would be allowed to create a review team. It's not in the Senate, but it's a House proposal. And DH just didn't like the way I wrote it. So this is another way to read it, so people can look it over, and then we can talk about it tomorrow or the next day. But at least that way you have it to look at. I'm not offering it tonight. I'm just giving it for your review.
Okay, thank you, Representative Abler. And with that, I will adjourn the meeting. Until 9:30 tomorrow.
Okay.
He must have done the numbers. Well, you mean maybe
he should have had a bat.
There was a false hearing.
I should have.
The increase.
I forgot. Okay. Do you want to go?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Senator, so what's happening? What are we doing for the rest of the evening?
84.69.
At some point, be having a meeting with Al
Chamberlain. 84. So that was 84% of what we had to do.
Okay.
Just for the people in the audience, we are having copies made of our offer, and as soon as they're done, we'll bring them down, and you can have them.
30.